Create in me a clean heart and purify me, create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me, create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me, create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Cast me not away from thy presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me, create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee. Cast me not away from your presence. Please don't take your spirit from me. And restore the joy of salvation so that I may worship thee. So that I may worship thee. So that I may worship thee. Create in me a clean heart and purify me, create in me a clean heart so I may worship thee, so that I may worship thee. So that I may worship thee. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. We don't take this day for granted, but as we begin ourselves, or we begin this day off with prayer, we come before your presence with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you, God, to grab your attention because we need you, Lord, today. God, we cannot make it in this day on our own, and we dare not take another step. We dare not make another move. We dare not complete another decision or fill another plan without seeking your face, God, and submitting to your will. For God is detrimental to our health and detrimental to our future. Oh, God, and detrimental to our destiny for us to move forward without your direction, without your guidance, and without your wisdom. And so, Lord, before we begin to do anything on this day, Lord, create in us a clean heart and purify us. Lord, we don't want anything that we do in this day to be tainted by our foolishness. God, we don't want anything that we do on this day and we accomplish on this day to be tainted by sin in our lives. Lord, we don't want to move forward and do anything else, God, without you purifying and cleaning us and allowing our flesh to taint your glory. And so, Lord, we present our bodies here before you at this altar as a living sacrifice, Lord, creating us a clean heart and purify us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord, because as we welcome you into this place and we cry out, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Lord, we want to make room for you in our lives, and we want to make room for you in us on this day, and we want to make room for you, God, in our future as well, Lord. So every step that we take, God, we want it to be in your glory. Every move and every decision that we make, God, we want it to be in your glory. And we don't want our praise and our worship to stink in your nostrils, God. But we want our praise, God. We want our adoration, God. Hallelujah. We want our worship to come before you as a sweet-smelling savor. And because of that, Lord, we ask this morning that you created us a clean heart and purify us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we don't want to be cast away from your presence, Lord. And we cannot make it without your spirit inside of us. Oh, God, so dwell in us even now, God, and clean us up in the mighty name of Jesus. And cast out everything that's unlike you, God. We plead the blood right now, God, because we know without a shadow of a doubt that the blood, it still yet works. Oh, God, let your blood cleanse us right now. Let your blood purify us right now. Let your blood wash us white as snow right now in the name of Jesus, that we may present ourselves as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable, God. We're thankful, God, this morning that you said we can give ourselves over to you. And you said if we would just confess our sins, you said that you will be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Lord. And as we seek you first, your kingdom and your righteousness, Lord, we can't do it in our selfish ways. We cannot do it in our carnal ways. God, we can't do it in unholy ways. But you've called for us to be holy and acceptable. You told us in your word that holiness without which no man shall see you, God. And so you're looking for people without spot or blemish, God. You're looking for a church, God, without spot or blemish. You're looking for people, God, that you have called out of darkness, God, to remain holy and steadfast and committed to you. And so we present ourselves to you this morning. Oh, God, and so if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we only can be cleaned by the Master's hands. Lord, there's nothing that we can do on our own. For, Lord, many still declare this day that we can clean ourselves up and there's something that we have to do, oh, God, to present ourselves to you, God. But, Lord, you said if you would just come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest, God. You are the giver of promises, Lord. You are the provider of hope, and not only the giver and the provider, but you are the fulfiller of all of our needs, the fulfiller of all of our dreams. God, the fulfiller and giver of all of things that we need to be satisfied. So we present ourselves to you as willing vessels, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. That's all we have to do is to present ourselves as willing vessels and surrender to your will. So we say yes to your will right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We say yes to your way. Lord, you said, what I give you, O God, what you have asked for, Lord. You'll give unto us willingly and freely, O God, your spirit, Lord. That's all we have to do is say yes to your will and yes to your way. And then he can come in and have his way in each and every one of our lives. Create in me, Lord, a clean heart and purify me right now. From the very crown of my head to the sole of my feet, purify my thoughts. Purify my plans. Purify my actions, God. Purify my attitude, Lord. Don't allow me to put a separation between me and you, Lord, because you said I won't allow anything to separate us from your love. God, you won't allow anything, God. You won't allow anything, Lord, but we often allow things to cause us to be separated from you because, Lord, you tell us in your word there's a difference between light and dark. There's a difference between clean and unclean. There's a difference between holy
holy and unholy, and we have to choose this day whom we're going to serve. Are we going to continue to serve our flesh that only leads us to destruction, or are we going to submit ourselves to the Spirit, and because the Spirit is the one that brings us life and life that more abundantly? And Lord, I declare this morning that I'm not choosing to go in my flesh, and I'm not choosing to be led by my flesh, and I'm not choosing, oh God, to go after the flesh, but Lord, I chase him after you, God, this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are what I desire. You are what I want, God. You are what I need, God, in the name of Jesus. And I understand, Lord, that I cannot make it without you. I can't move without you. I can't even breathe without you. And so breathe on us right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the breath of life, so that we will be made whole and our souls will be made right. Do it for your glory, oh God. Send the four winds even right now, God, and breathe life into us, God, that we may live and not die in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to live, Lord, today. We don't want to just live, oh God, just getting by. But Lord, I desire to live like that more abundantly. And for me to live like that more abundantly, Lord, I have to agree, or at least I have to grab everything that you are providing. You are providing strength, God. You are providing protection. You are providing hope, God. You are providing healing. You are providing ways to be made. You are providing for our needs, God. You are a God that provides. So Lord, I don't have to go and my own power, nor do I have to go in my own might, but Lord, I can depend upon the rock of my salvation, and he will take care of me. I'm grateful, God, that I know you. And not only that I know you, God, but I know you in the power of your resurrection. Thank you, God. I understand, God, that there is a fellowship, God, in your suffering. And so, Lord, make us conformable, even right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, not to the things of this world. But Lord, we want to conform to your image, God, holiness without which, God, we want to, oh, God, be created in your image and remade in your image, God, holiness without which, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, make us holy and acceptable, God, because that is the least that we can do. We start this day off by telling you, God, oh, God, we surrender ourselves to you. Lord, I've been stuck on your Spirit, God, this week, and so important for the Holy Spirit to guide us as we come to the conclusion or the fulfillment of the first week of 2018, Lord. I'm so desperately, God, in need of you, Lord. Lord, I'm chasing after you, and God, there's nothing else that we would be willing to do but to chase after your Spirit and chase after your glory and chase after your anointing and chase after your presence everywhere I go. So, Lord, that means I have to put this flesh under subjection. And, Lord, I have to refuse to allow the flesh to get the best of me. And so, Lord, I surrender to you this morning, and I welcome your Spirit in this place. Come the more to have your way even now, Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of Jesus, and spring forth right now, God, because I see that you are doing a new thing, God. Spring forth right now, Lord, we know it, God, without a shadow of a doubt, Lord. We want your glory to reign in us. We want your glory to reign in our lives. We want your glory to reign in our ministries, Lord. So reign even right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and fall afresh, oh God, in the area of that everyone, about from in the area of those that are under the sound of my voice right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you have your way right now, because I speak life over everyone that is under the sound of my voice right now. Let your glory shine, oh God, and let your glory be revealed, and let your glory show right where they are right now, in the name of Jesus. We're desperate for you, God. That's why we rise up early in the morning to seek you, Lord. Oh God, it's not just because your word tells us to do that. Yes, David said, early do I rise to seek God's face. But Lord, I don't want to be distracted, God. Oh God, I don't want to do anything else, Lord. But I need your glory, God, today. So you are the very best thing, oh God, oh, that I can chase after, oh God, because you are the very best thing that has ever happened to me. And so I love you, God, today. I desperately need you, God, today. You said if you ask, oh God, won't he just freely, won't you just freely give everything that we need unto us? That's all we have to do is ask. And we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and it shall be open, Lord. Give us the actions, oh God, to be implemented in our lives, Lord, that we will go, ask, seek and find and knock and allow it to be opened on our behalf. I'm grateful, God, that you stand at the door. You said that any man would let me in, I'll come in and sup. And so, Lord, we surrender to you and we welcome you into our hearts. We welcome you into our lives. We welcome you into our trials. We welcome you into our rock places. We welcome you into our fiery furnaces. We welcome you, oh God, into our traps. We welcome you, God, into our presence. And God, we welcome you into this day. Holy Spirit, come to more and have your way. We say yes to your will, God. We say yes to your way. Lord, we say yes. Have your way. Let the glory of the Lord, let it rise among us. Hallelujah. Let the glory of the Lord, let it rise among us. Let the praises of our King, let it rise among us, Lord, as we worship and adore you, God, on this day. Thankful God. God, I still feel like I'm in my 31 days of prayer. And, Lord, I want that spirit and I want that feeling and I want that anointing to continue to abide with me and to abide with your people. We need you, God. We can't make it without you. And so we welcome you into our lives. We welcome you into our situation. We welcome you this day. So, Lord, come no more. Have your way. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move, Holy Ghost, by your spirit, and let your will be done in our lives. And, Lord, if you do this, we'll be faithful and just to give you all the glory because it only belongs to you. Heal, deliver, set free, make ways. I speak life over everyone that's under the sound of my voice on this morning, life in their relationships. Life in their marriages, God. Life, God, on their job. I speak life right now. We're not carrying any weight, oh God, into 2018. We plead for forgiveness right now, God, that we might forgive, God, so that you will forgive us, Lord. We don't want to hold on to anything that will cause us to be separated from you. Create into us. Breathe into us. Life. Create in us a clean heart. And, Lord, do it for your glory. Do it for your honor, God. We magnify you. We bless you. Go with us on this day. Lord, I've been snowed in. Some difficulties. I tried to get out this morning to get on the road. For those that do have to get on the road in this weather, Lord, I pray for protection right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would cover them. Let no people, God, get into the hurt, harm, or dangers. Cover your people right now. Have mercy upon us, Lord. That's my plea. Have mercy upon us, God, and keep us and protect your people as we go out in this day. Let your will be done. I speak life right now. I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, that as he's on the road, that you will protect him and keep him as well. Oh, God, and Bishop Mark Thomas, as he drives him around, cover them with your blood, God. Let your will be done. Get the glory out of our lives. Get the glory out of 2018. Get the glory out of everything that we do. And we'll give it all over to you, God, the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the mighty and magnificent name of Jesus Christ we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.